This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patients. Height, H-I-T-E, first name, Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E. The date of birth, March 27, 1982. The date of evaluation, October 16, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 43-year-old male seen preoperatively as he has suffered a right shoulder injury. The HPI, the patient reports that a pipe fell off a container on June 22nd, period. It fell on his right shoulder, knocked out his teeth, and pinned him to the ground, period. He was subsequently helped up by a co-worker, period. He was evaluated and then underwent oral surgery, period. He had been followed by Concentra, period. He then underwent reattachment of biceps in October of 2023, period. This was followed by additional physical therapy, which had subsequently resulted in further injuries. Patient is now felt to require rotator cuff repair and biceps repair, period. He is seen preoperatively. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. The past medical history, unremarkable. Past surgical history, significant for oral surgery, as noted. Medications, none. Allergies, ibuprofen results in angioedema. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, patient denies history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use, period. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 109/68, pulse 65, respiratory rate 16, height 71 inches, weight 189 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin examination reveals ecchymosis of the right abdominal wall, period. There are tattoos noted to be present, period. Musculoskeletal, right shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on all passive range of motion exercise, period. He has moderate tenderness, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 62 beats per minute, period. There is incomplete right bundle branch block, period. There is RVH, period. The impression, this is a 43-year-old male who is noted to have history of right shoulder injury, period. He is now anticipated to undergo surgery, period. It is felt that he will require distal clavicle resection, subacromial decompression, arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, arthroscopic debridement. Four, diagnosis. One, residual calcification, acromioclavicular joint, symptomatic right shoulder, partial grade supraspinatus tear with evidence of impingement, right shoulder. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is therefore cleared for same. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Prince Hyde.